weather. How was your walk this morning?
It was actually a little bit too cool. The weatherman said it was 16, but there was a good chill in the air this morning.
Oh, I wonder if that's an indication of poor weather coming. But I'm just really enjoying the cooler weather. I hope you are too. Hey, requesting a super duper early if possible.
You've got it, Larry, and I guess I've got no excuse but to do some weeding in the garden today.
Oh, don't say that. If my wife hears that means I got to do it as well. Hi, hi. But, Stuart, thank you very much for taking my early. Have a great day. 7-3, Victor Alpha 7, Lima Whiskey Romeo.
7-3, Larry, and thanks for dropping by.
Victor Echo 7, Mike Whiskey Golf, Mark in Abbotsford, good morning.
Mike Whiskey Golf, a very good morning, Mark. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you. I hope you're doing well. 7-3 to you,
yeah,
and everybody else.
Everything's on schedule and a bit cooler, so I think I'm happy.
Well, that's good. I'm off to SeaTac this morning to pick up my wife. And so I might not be on tomorrow morning, but I know that'll break everybody's heart out there, but too bad. So anyway, you have a great day and a great net, and I'll talk to you later.
Got you in the log, Mark. Have a nice day, my friend. And yeah, if you miss tomorrow, it's not the end of the world, my friend.
7-3.
7-3, Mark.
Kilo India 7, Whiskey Victor Papa.
Whiskey Victor Papa, how you doing, Hal?
I'm pretty good. How about you, Stuart?
Oh, I'm on schedule. Done the walk. I had my poached egg this morning. Everything's copacetic. Even brushed my teeth.
Yeah, sounds like you got a schedule running, which is pretty good. Must be nice to have Elsa back too, huh?
Yeah, she loves to tease me, especially when I let her in the big field. She'll run circles around me wondering why I'm so slow.
That's all right. Maybe one day we'll get back that way and we can run with them. Anyway, I got to get going. You have a good day there, Stuart. Take care, 73. Kilo 7, Whiskey Victor Papa, getting out of here.
If I come back, I don't mind coming back as a dog in a good home.
Oh, let's keep the hopes for the human side.
Yeah, they sure got a good life. Okay, let you go, Hal. 7-3. Thanks for stopping by.
33.
Mike Lima Bravo. A very good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Stuart. Thank you for being here. Because I never know where I'm going to be when I start going to the job. Actually, I pretty much know where I'm going to be today. But when things get going on the net, sometimes I just can't get in. So it's really good to have you check me in now. Over.
You're most welcome, Paul. Good to have you aboard, my friend. And I hope there's lots of work out there for you.
It's been the craziest year. Before June, I worked something like about 5, maybe 6 weeks between December and the end of May. It was just brutal. The paint shops weren't moving much product. It was just something brutal. But now, lo and behold, here we are, and everyone wants to get everything done, and they're all upset at you when you don't get them all at the same time. But I guess it's a nicer problem to have, if you take my meaning over.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. A can of paint now is around $60 before tax.
Yeah, that's the good thing about being a painter, you get it at wholesale. But yeah, I mean, even my wholesale price, it depends where you go. I mean, like, if you go to Benjamin Moore, it's like, they just like to think that they're really something special. But down in Cloverdale is probably your best bet for paint, in my opinion. Over.
Yeah, I got one down the bottom of the hill, Paul, and that's where I do go to Cloverdale.
Yeah, they've got, like, a deal that goes with BCAA where you get, like, a cheaper price. Also, they have a very good tinting system, which is really good, which I remember back in the 90s, they had a terrible tinting system. Although Cloverdale has always been the best oil primer. Over.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to get an oil paint now for trim. I don't know why.
It's this idea of that using oil paint, which, by the way, the original oil paint came from linseed oil, unlike petroleum. And in the, what they call latex is actually a petroleum emulsion and hasn't seen latex in it since around 1996. But it's, yeah, it's like alkyds are better. Like, the problem is now in the hospitals, because it's low VOC, they use it because it's better for the environment. And then they wipe the surfaces down with alcohol, which compromises the paint, makes it very sticky, and makes it a hotbed for things like bacteria, which is a serious problem in some of the hospitals now. Over.
Yeah, I'm not happy with my trim book because the paint is not shiny. It doesn't smooth out nice. Like, it doesn't flatten out nice, and it's not as durable as oil.
Yeah. No, well, you can still get, like, what they call marine maintenance. It's basically a marine enamel from Cloverdale. And you can get it in high gloss or semi-gloss. And it's an alkyd in it. They don't put any perfumes in it, so it does smell like, you know, industrial paint, but it is really good for your trim, etc. The oil primer is awesome. It still is very good. Over.
Yeah, well, if I ever get enough energy to get up and get at it, I've got to do one of my en-suite, so maybe end of summer I might try and give it a shot of getting at it.
Yeah, when you're doing your trim, use your brush and hold it by the end of the handle, because that is what it's supposed to do, and then keep your wrist firm and pull from your elbow and you'll get straighter lines. Over.
Copy that. But I'm expecting it to flatten out and the lines disappear.
No, what I meant was your cutting lines, like, you know, pulling a straight line rather than, like, overlapping or getting all wavy. But the, yeah, making it disappear. Well, if you can find linseed oil, you can... if you find linseed oil, you can add a bit of, like, boiled linseed oil, and it's basically a primer base. This works only with oil paints, and it will slow down the setting up time, and that will get your brush strokes to level out a bit more. Over.
Well, thanks for that tip, Paul. I've made some notes here, and like I said, if I get... get myself off my backside, maybe at the end of summer, I might try to do that en suite.
Well, you know, advice is free, and you don't have to use it, so no problem. I'm at my destination, going to get a coffee. Have a wonderful day, Stuart, and good luck with Annette, and a pleasure talking with you as always. Victor Alpha 7, Mike Lima, Bravo, going QRZ.
Again, thanks for the tips, Paul. 7-3, my friend.
Victor Echo 7, Romeo November Kilo, plus 1.
Hold on, guys. Let's get Rena first. Romeo November Kilo. Go ahead, Rena.
Good morning, Stuart. Victor Echo 7, Romeo November Kilo. Always interesting what you're going to hear on the Rainbow Country Net. Thanks so much for being there. Hope everyone has a wonderful day, and here's Kent.
Good morning, Victor Alpha 7 X-ray Foxtrot Mike. I'm home and yeah, lots of things to do, nothing concrete. 7-3 to everyone, frequency.
Thanks for being here, Rena. Thanks for being here, Kent. Appreciate it, my friends. And yeah, I've got an inquiry in mind. I'm always sticking my nose in what's going on in the world. 7-3, guys.
7-3.
One of the others, go now, please.
Sector 7, Juliet Limitelli. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Lammy. Lanny, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Stuart, and good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday in 7-3-4, Vector 7, Juliet Limitelli. Thank you very much, 7-3.
Good news for you, Lanny. It's Thursday, my friend.